Well, hi, Chris Cracknell. Thanks very much for your time. First of all, how are you and how's the shoulder?
Shoulder's good. I've been working with Barney Kenny, who's the head physiotherapist at RFU. So shoulder's feeling good. Hopefully be right for Glasgow and London.
Yes, well, we sit here with the sevens, the ILB sevens round, having played six stages and going into the last two. How are England placed? I think we're fourth at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, fourth at the moment. Obviously, you know, a bit disappointed with our final two results, hitting two semi-finals and not kicking on into the finals. And obviously losing the third, fourth playoffs as well. You know, it's been a bit of an up and down year for us. Winning Dubai was, you know, huge focus for us to win that and kick on into the season. And unfortunately, we just haven't kicked on from there, but now, you know, we're coming home for the last two legs. Glasgow's new venue, so just, you know, lots to learn and new things going on up there. And then now the Marriott London Sevens, the final stage, is quite exciting to be finishing it all at Twickenham here at home.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you know, in terms of where England sits at the moment, is that as a result of the, you know, the, how good the other teams have been, or are you, you know, content with how England's performances have been on the various stages?
It's just been fine margins for us. You know, there's little things. A lot of our scores have been by 2-3 points. You know, there's not a lot of games that we've lost by clear margins. And I think that's an experience thing, and, you know, hopefully learning and moving forward into next season now as well. You know, we can hopefully get those things right for the last two tournaments and win two tournaments and then kick on into next season, and that'll be the main focus for us. Will be Glasgow first, then London, knock them off, and then move forward to next year to make sure that those little errors that have crept in, you know, are eradicated, and we move forward and be successful.
Yes, and just before we come to London, as you mentioned there, Glasgow, going to be a little bit of a different atmosphere from Hong Kong, I imagine.
Just a small one, yeah. well, you can't really compete with Hong Kong. I think, you know, it's where Sevens originated, and I think the fantastic job that, you know, the guys are doing at the RFU and to build the Marriott London Sevens now is, I think it's 60,000 people have already bought tickets. We had 100,000 over 2 days last year. So, you know, it's definitely kicking on at London. It's, you know, hoping and see what they can do something in Glasgow to match that.
Yes, indeed. And when we do come to London, there's going to be quite a party here, a bit of a 70s theme. Have you got the flares out? Have you got the wigs on as well?
I think we'll have to save that till after the tournament. but no, I think there's certainly, you know, there's a lot going on about it. A lot of my friends live locally, and they're all sort of going, you know, there's email trails going around about what they're going to wear and the fact that it's a 70s disco. And that really sort of emphasises the good atmosphere that you get at Sevens. It's everyone here enjoying themselves, and the fancy dress just adds an element to that for people to come down, let their hair down for a whole weekend.
And very much for you guys as England to be able to have that home support, what sort of difference will that make to you guys, obviously with that being the very last leg in this year's competition?
But it's huge. Coming home and playing at Twickenham, you know, there could be one man and their dog here, and or 80,000 people here, you know, it doesn't matter. It's playing at home, it's playing in front of your